Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 37. I know everybody's like, man, 37. I thought he put that out already. I did put out episode 37. And I don't know what happened with the audio. Something happened. You know, there was some type of malfunction with the audio. So I'm redoing episode 37, man. I apologize for any confusion or anything like that. That's why I wanted to say this and, you know, clear it up, you know, for everybody out there. Somehow the audio got messed up, so now I'm redoing the episode. So this is episode 37. I want to thank all my listeners out there. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you so much for that, man. Two things I wanted to talk about today, man. The first thing is, you know, being able to pay it forward. I've always been a person that has always wanted to pay it forward and just be that person that can help people, man. I've always been that type of person. I've always wanted to do that, and I will accomplish that in my lifetime. I don't know when exactly or whatever, but I will be able to pay it forward someday. I will be able to help the less fortunate and the people around the world that are down and out, people that are struggling, people that don't have the same opportunities that others have in the world. So that's one of my main missions in life is to be able to pay it forward. So, you know, I work hard on that, man. I think about it a lot, and I'm really determined, you know, to be able to do that. So, yeah, that's one of my main missions, man, because I was given, you know, different opportunities in my life, and, you know, I caught breaks with a lot of things. So, I mean, I'm still on the come up. I'm still grinding to be where I want to be in life, you know, to try and reach that, you know, ultimate level of where I'm trying to get to. But eventually I know I'll get there with hard work and dedication and just being persistent and you know, being consistent with what I'm doing. So yeah, everybody out there, I just want you to understand and realize that you're not the only person that's struggling. You're not the only person that's going through a tough time or, you know, having a rough time in life, man. It, you know, happens to everybody. We all go through hardships. We all go through tough and rough, you know, situations in life. We all get down and out. We all count ourselves out every now and then, but you gotta just be able to pick yourself back up and keep it moving, man. So that's the main thing that I want to be able to say to y'all and have y'all understand and grasp that and keep it in the back of your mind always, because, you know, that's one of the most important things, man. Just, you know, building up confidence in yourself and being smart about things and just making good decisions, you know what I mean? So, and yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, a friend of mine asked me the other day, you know, they asked me if I would change anything in my life up until this point. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I don't think I would change anything. Like, everything that happened up until this point, it shaped me into the person that I am. So I don't know if I would change it. But then when I sat down and I thought about it for a while, I was like, I would change something, and that would be just not making the right decisions 10 years ago or earlier. Like, as far as like money and stuff like that, like my financial situation, I definitely, you know, would have studied business more. I would have studied making the right investments more. Just you know, being able to handle money better than I did. I was really reckless with money. I wasn't spending the money right. I was buying stupid shit that I know I didn't need. I was just trying to impress people that I shouldn't have been trying to impress in the first place. And you know, I was doing a lot of dumb shit. So if I could go back in time, I would definitely change that. I would be better with money. I would make, you know, better, you know, financial decisions. And I would just, you know, be better overall, man. You know, I made a lot of bad decisions with money. So I would just go back, and everything that I'm learning now as far as business, like learning how to build a business, learning how to scale a business, learning how to invest real estate and all of that, I would definitely change those things, and I would have studied more back at that time. So yeah, I mean, that's really about it. There's not really much else I would change. Everything else was pretty good overall growing up. So I mean, there's not much that I would change other than that. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. I just wanted to cover those two topics, and I appreciate everybody out there for listening and tuning in, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace and love.